This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that?
It's about our politics, our future, the things that matter in our life, the things that will, you know, get this country back on track, because it does matter. I mean, you know, it's not only for us, but our families and the next generation behind us. You know, what kind of America are we leaving them, ladies and gentlemen? Interesting, the other night, a conversation between Chris Wallace and Charles Krautheimer. Yeah, Scott, the media has now arrived. It can now say blah, 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 right?
And even get a reasonable answer out of the...
Well, of course. You got to have Chris Wallace and Krautheimer involved, because I think Krautheimer, isn't he like an R2-D2 or something? You know, he can interpret these things?
Bleeps and blops, right?
Why not? Well, let's listen to the conversation. Charles Krautheimer responding to the Clinton Foundation, that he calls a huge networking operation.
Charles, I never thought I would ask you this question, but blah, blah, blah.
Look, I think this guy's whistling in the dark. This is, I think, can be quite ominous. There are two questions that have been outstanding forever. The first is, what exactly does the foundation do? I know what Habitat for Humanity does. I know what the Gates Foundation does. It is obvious that it was a huge networking operation, funding, supporting, and giving jobs to the entire Clinton retinue, waiting for her accession, for the Clintons to return to the White House. And the second question is, why did she have a private server? I have always speculated here, and I said it was pure speculation, that the real stuff, the reason she had to hide all this, obviously she meant to hide things, was because there is something having to do with the foundation. And that's where you would put all the so-called private stuff. It wasn't yoga lessons or wedding invitations. If there was anything about improper connections, and we see them here, this is just a hint of it. This is just a few emails. What was in the 30,000? If anybody gets their hands on them, Russian or not, they could come spilling out stuff that could destroy her candidacy. She knows what's in there, but if anything, it's the connection between the foundation and what she did as Secretary of State. Whether there was a direct quid pro quo, I think, is irrelevant. We're talking now not about criminal activity, but the political effect, and it could be devastating.
You know, I got to tell you, Scott, Charles is looking at it from a standpoint of, the quid pro quo side and that aspect. But I think what's being overlooked here is the fact that her server was penetrated. And did we have people die as a result of it? And will we ever know? Or are we just putting on tinfoil hats and, left to think that, you know, there's no way that that could happen, because Hillary said there's no way that could happen. And the media could say there's no way that could happen. But yet, you know, James Comey said, yeah, I mean, it's possible. I mean, they don't have any direct evidence that that is the case. Maybe Julian Assange got something up his sleeve and we'll see something there. But all this stuff is left, you know, for us to wonder about, because we don't have the facts. As we were talking about earlier with Greg Kozera, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. So, you know, at this point, it's all on the table. But I would think that if we start seeing where there was a cause and effect relationship with the exposure of these emails, information from the Secretary of State that was, you know, out there for our enemies to have access to, was that why Benghazi? Was that why, you know, some of these other tragic incidents have happened, and that there could be, you know, blood on the hands of or on the server of Hillary's private email?
There definitely could be. I don't like to put on my tinfoil hat, but, I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire. We've heard that our whole time, our whole life.
Exactly.
Hillary herself says, follow the money.
I know. Is that self-indicting or what? We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America. It's Bill Martinez. We're live.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And you got to know if it's going to happen, it's going to be because the grassroots has finally said enough of this. And I think that's what we're seeing here, ladies and gentlemen. The mainstream media, no way they're going to report on that. But there is a groundswell of activity in spite of all the attacks on those that are supporting Donald Trump, whether it's his signs being burnt down or a news story here where a man was attacked with a crowbar because he supports Donald Trump. I mean, this is what's coming down to. I mean, James Hurston talks about celebrities being blackballed, other people being blackballed and marginalized. And, you know, why not? I mean, that has been our culture, is if you don't agree with me, you're just going to be marginalized and your opinion does not count. And you are, as we would say in the vernacular, you are invalidated. Well, Dr. Frank Romano is with us right now. Dr. Romano, always good to have you with us, author of the book and his latest book, Love and Terror in the Middle East. Did I say that right, or am I misreading this, Dr. Romano?
You said it perfectly, Bill.
Well, good to have you here with us to address these issues that we're considering, that all are part and parcel of this 2016 election, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that the evolution in things today, where people worldwide, it's not just in the United States, in Europe a lot, I just got back from Berlin, the fact that people are polarizing in their thinking and not allowing for the free flow of ideas for some reason that we can get into, which is linked to what's going on in the Middle East, is being addressed by grassroots efforts, for sure. But it's a startling predicament I think the world is in today. I think you'd agree on that.
Yeah. Well, why is it? You know, I mean, we blame a lot on political correctness. And someone said earlier this morning that it's about knowing the facts and understanding what the truth is. And I've long said, Dr. Romano, if we're dealing with the truth, I think we can come up with some right, you know, choices and decisions and policies here. But unfortunately, it seems that our policies today are so mired in some other hidden agenda that doesn't seem to make sense.
That's absolutely what I've concluded as well, Bill. And what do we mean by the truth? Is the extremist and polarization of ideas today is an indication of a lack of education, a lack of understanding what's going on. What happens when we have that lack of understanding or lack of information is we're exposed and vulnerable, and we're more prone to take an extremist view. And why? It's out of fear. You know, ignorance engenders fear. Fear and engenders, you know, discrimination, racism, all these other things, through lack of understanding, and then it becomes a vicious cycle.
And then, of course, if we're operating out of fear, then, you know, everything. I mean, we've seen it historically that we it hinders the process and quite often does not lead us to the right conclusion, does it?
No, and so that's exactly. So that's what my main aim is. I just got back from the Middle East. I just got back from Israel and Palestine, and it was unsettling for me to go there, and I've been going there three or four times a year for 10 years because this is the first time I've gone there in a war zone. It really is a war zone right now. And, you know, I did my will and all that thinking, well, it could really go south. And it was unstable, but I, you know, was able to mobilize enough grassroots people going into Israel and the West Bank. It's about reprogramming, reeducating. It's difficult to do that when people are raised to hate, again, and, you know, based upon ignorance and so forth. And that exposes them to a certain to get vulnerable. And then those mm-hmm. people that are, that are teaching this stifled, view of the world are making gains. So their people are subject to manipulation. And we see that happening in the news. We see that happening today in our political leaders, our mm-hmm. candidates, that with the lack of education, we're far more prone to be manipulated and do the wrong things.
Exactly.
Being in Berlin, it wasn't too long ago, then masses of people were manipulated to do the wrong thing and then woke up when it was a bit late. I'm talking about Nazi Germany.
Exactly. Well, Frank, you know, I just got, I myself this year in the first quarter, I had a chance to visit Israel, and it was eye-opening. It was the first time I'd been to Israel. And my takeaway was that you just don't have a fair fight. And a fair fight isn't, you know, in terms of a contest of let me beat you up or anything like that. I mean, I'm talking about a fair shot at being successful at arriving at some, you know, peaceful solution there. When you have a force, an entity that says, look, we want everything. You got to give us 100%. Netanyahu already offered the Palestinians 97% of what they wanted. And they said it's not good enough because what they have baked into the proposition is they either get 100% or nothing. If they don't get 100% of what it is that they expect from Israel, and that includes basically Israel becoming, servants of the Palestinians, I would say that's probably the best thing they could hope for. The worst thing is that, look, they just want a total annihilation of, of Jews in Israel, and they want to fully take over. That's it. And they say, look, if there's any compromise whatsoever, which is what Arafat said, then that person and his family are good as dead.
Yeah, this is the extremist view, and that's true. That's the voice of the extremist view, and again, they're basing their views and teaching these views, trying to keep people in ignorant about the reality of mm-hmm. the Holy Land, that Israel's there for good, and it's a state, and there are Israelis working with me to build bridges between Israel and Palestine, including those that go with me into the West Bank, which is illegal for them. But the overall, this doesn't hit the news, Bill. Most of the Palestinians I've met on both sides of the fence really don't accept this view. This is in our news a lot. I think our news is being totally exaggerated and filtered. Most Palestinians I've met, and I've met many, and I've read about many as well when I'm there, and doing my grassroots efforts, really want the same thing. They want to be able to feed their kids, have an education, have a certain amount of freedom. It's those extremists that get the news. They unfortunately have a lot of power that talk about, shoving, as you did, Bill, shoving mm-hmm. Israel out to the Mediterranean and take it all. The thing that's complicated about it is, there were offers for to Palestine, the Palestinians to have their own state. It's more complicated to simply say that they wanted it all. It's just that the many Palestinians, it wasn't resolved on what was going to happen to those Palestinians in Israel. So they had valid grounds to wait and to continue negotiations, and then it was off the table, and they're often blamed.
Exactly.
So it's really quite complicated, but the grassroots efforts, I still see, and I'm not artificially optimistic, Bill, I see progress. And I do try to chronicle it in my book, Love and Terror in the Middle East. It's not artificial optimism. You know, everything's fine. You know, have some hummus and drink some coffee and
right.
some kosher eggplant.
Yeah.
There's a lot more to it, but things are happening.
Well,
just like
Dr. Frank Romano, we got to go to break right now. More from Dr. Frank Romano on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Do you run a business and would like to learn how you can get anywhere from 5,000 to 1 million in 60 seconds? Then let me explain. We're called Capify. We've been loaning and advancing money to businesses for the past 13 years. If your business does at least $120,000 a year, gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business. Our terms are simple. Repayment plans are flexible and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $1 million in cold hard cash deposited in your business bank account in a few days based off your revenue. Call Capify now and get the money you need.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 3 hours every day talking about the things that matter to you and the things that will make a difference to get this country back on track. I am Bill Martinez, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Frank Romano is with us, and he has been one that doesn't merely talk about the possibility of sustainable peace in the Middle East. He's actually putting his money where his mouth is, where his faith is. It's all on the line as he's championed programs through interfaith unification. And he has seen firsthand the results of these efforts, even though he's found himself in dangerous situations, as he mentioned earlier. He spent decades of his life working towards peace in the Middle East, and his efforts are documented in his latest book. It's the fourth edition, Love and Terror in the Middle East. And Dr. Rahman, I want to talk about your book in more detail. But first of all, to your point about the indoctrination of these young kids, I'm sure you saw that YouTube video of the kindergarten graduation ceremony of young Palestinians in the Gaza. I mean, you know, it was quite eye-opening. And this is a reality of what Jews have to deal with, is they've got a graduating class of five-year-olds being taught to hate Jews and fight, and yet, you know, as part of the ceremony, they talk about being peaceful. I don't know how you connect the dots after that display to say you're talking and promoting peace.
Well, yeah, we need to keep things in perspective here. This is a Gazan kindergarten, and I'm not saying some of them are different than the West Bank, but it's run, Gaza is run by Hamas, which is a terrorist group. And they do have an agenda there. For instance, the kids, just for listeners that hadn't seen the video, the kids go through, in order to graduate, a mock invasion of an IDF, showing them killing and blowing themselves up. And it's a part of the brainwashing that goes on. It's also a consequence of a bit of the repression that's going on in Gaza due to what's happening with respect to the with the situation, how the state of Israel is controlling the borders and so forth. But if we go and say, well, how are the settlers being trained in the West Bank? And I have privilege, I'm Jewish roots, and of course, the public has privilege to go into, if you have an American passport, you can go into a settlement. The Israeli settlers have taken on a pretty extremist view, and their kids are being trained in a very similar way to hate Palestinians. So you see a lot of this happening in our news. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to balance things, because it's clearly unbalanced when we talk about Gaza. But in the West Bank, there's a lot of brainwashing going on too. And one of the indications was, remember when those three settlers were murdered, cruelly murdered in the West Bank, as a retaliation, settlers burned a Palestinian kid alive in East Jerusalem. Yeah. And there's this retaliation, this hate begets hate, which is underlying that hate we talked about in the first segment. Which is ignorance, and then some of the leaders are getting a hold of these people and brainwashing them, and we see addressing exactly what these kindergarten graduates go through. It's pure brainwashing, and just to inspire hate and to feed the power for Hamas, which does want to erase Israel, doesn't accept the state of Israel. So again, these are extremist groups. But again, many Palestinians do not believe and do not support this. But it gets the news, and the news makes it seem like most Palestinians support this. So I chronicle, though, in the book Love and Terror in the Middle East, the efforts, grassroots efforts, are dedicated to tempering, literally counterbalancing this growing extremists on all sides to get together and say, look, we're human beings. First of all, the first stage is we have a meeting and we eat hummus and green tea and eat kosher things and we share. And then we bond and then we do projects. Like, for instance, September, I'll be going in doing the same thing, but I will participate in the olive harvest where Muslim, Jews, Christians, agnostics, atheists, go in to the West Bank and harvest olives to help, the Palestinians together feed their kids, so they can't use that idea that simply because there's barriers and uprooted a lot of olive trees, it makes them even more radical. And we're working with them together, and that helps break the ice during these projects, not just talking about peace and love, but doing something about it.
Well, and that's what you're doing, and that's what stands out here, and we need more of that, because as we know, it doesn't take a lot of radicals. It takes a small percentage of radicals to disrupt the whole process. And, in much the same way as in World War II, it was only 10% of Germany that were Nazis creating all this havoc. And I would say there's probably the same case in the Muslim world, Palestinian world, is a small percentage that are aggressive and radical, but it really behooves the remaining reasonable ones that are looking for a future to do what it takes in order to, you know, hold that radical element back and hold them in check, because you know, everybody's paying the price for this, aren't they?
Absolutely. And what we need to do is do what you're doing, Bill. You're putting people on both sides, not necessarily slanted on one the other. At least having me on your show is an indication, working with both sides, not trying to, you know, apologize. I'm not apologizing for these extremist views of the Palestinians or the Christians or the Jews in the area, the Muslims, Christians, or Jews in the area. But focusing on, working together and understanding that these extremist groups, they get a lot of the press. And the other thing is what I'd like to address right now is our press is focusing on them and concluding they haven't heard much from the other. And you indicated, and you implied this, Bill, and it's absolutely true. There's a lot of Muslims. What about the 90%? Are they getting out there? Well, the misconception is they're not getting out there. The sheikhs and the leaders come out every day to oppose, you know, these extremist groups like Hamas and ISIS. You don't get, a lot of times, for some reason, this has to be addressed. Why is this being filtered out of our news? And in France as well, is there an agenda behind this? They are coming out. They are taking chances and on an everyday basis. But again, it's that 10% they get most of the press. Most of our press agents are focused on, you know, the killings and the violent statements, because that tends to attract more readership. But the reality, what's happening on the ground, and that's the contribution of my book, to kind of give people a view that what's going on the ground often just is not compatible with what's in the news today.
Yeah, because we know, Dr. Frank, that, the news operates in 8-second sound bites. And let's face it, love and terror in the Middle East requires more than 8 seconds.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's the reality. And that's the reality you have to deal with as well. And that makes you concise, bring people attention to what you're saying. And that's exactly right. It has to be addressed on both sides. Giving equal time is it's very complicated, but you're absolutely right. It's going to take more than 8 seconds, but if that's what you got, you got to get out there and give it your best shot and try to, give it the shot that's as objective as possible, as realistic as possible. And what I mean is realistic, not excluding what's going on the ground, because most of our journalists aren't sent to the Middle East now. It's very risky. They're getting news from Reuters and others, and it's already filtered down. And so that's another issue. They're not seeing things with their own eyes, as you did, Bill, when you went to Israel, and that must have been an eye-opener.
It really was, and I was grateful for the opportunity because of that, and it encouraged me all the more to make sure that this platform is a platform committed to the truth and trying to offer a balanced perspective from experts who have been there, and to be a voice of encouragement as well. You know, like you say, Dr. Romano, is that it is a small percentage of people, but in terms of equal time, I mean, when you've got terrorists taking people's heads off, that's pretty dramatic. So even for the remaining 90%, how do they kind of counterbalance that kind of radical execution?
Well, they are coming out in the news. They're having counter demonstrations. And again, I'll repeat it. A lot of these things that are happening that I'm following, as well as that video that we talked about, the kindergarten students.
Right.
They're not hitting the news as much, and it has something to do with soundbite, but there's also an agenda to sometimes.
Exactly.
I think there's a
Well, Dr. Romano, we're out of time. Congratulations on the book. Stay in touch with us so we can keep our audience well informed. It's 29 minutes after. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7 second walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7 second walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7 second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is going to be the best day of my life.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
How will that
Martinez. We're coming at you just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com is where you want to go. Aloha. We're coming to you from the beautiful state of Hawaii. We're in Oahu, Hawaii. We're still on baby watch, by the way. People keep calling me going, is the baby born yet? No, he's not born yet. But we should, looks like we may have some more news later tonight and in the very coming days. It's imminent. Little Jackson is he's being well awaited by everybody here in Oahu right now. With us, getting back to the radio show, as to what it's all about here, is Curtis Ellis, the Executive Director of American Jobs Alliance and columnist for WorldNetDaily.com. In previous lives, as they would say, Mr. Ellis is a writer and producer for Lou Dobbs Tonight, CNN, NBC News, CBS News, Fox News, and a reporter for the Associated Press Radio. Curtis Ellis, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you doing?
It's just great. It's great to be here. Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, great to have you along with us. You know, what you've been writing about is, among many things, is King Obama striking again here. What is he up to?
Well, Mr. Obama is showing once again that he has no respect for the Constitution or the American people. He recently gave a press conference with where he was with a foreign potentate, the Prime Minister of Singapore, and he said that he promised to push through his Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is a sweeping international regulatory deal involving 12 countries on four continents, and he said he's going to push this through in a lame duck session of Congress. That's after the election. All the guys who've been voted out of office, all the guys who've announced they're retiring, they get to come back one last time and cast a vote, or, as is often the case, trade their votes for the promise of a future employment with somebody who wants some goodies from the government, like the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Bill, that Mr. Obama claims to be a constitutional scholar. He was he says he was a constitutional law professor. He should know that Congress and the various states of the United States adopted a constitutional amendment to prevent exactly what he is now proposing to do. The 20th Amendment of the Constitution, adopted in 1933 after being approved by two-thirds of the states and Congress, it's called the Lame Duck Amendment, the 20th Amendment. And it was adopted because people felt that these lame ducks were being abused in exactly the way I described. And they said legislators should not be able to vote on anything but routine legislation in a lame duck session of Congress. And I'll tell you what, Trans-Pacific Partnership is anything but routine legislation. It's getting us into what will turn into a European Union-type setup. So that's not routine.
Well, we've heard a lot. Well, first of all, as far as President Obama is concerned, we know that he has aligned himself with, you know, with attorneys, with, you know, that group of legal scholars that believe the Constitution is elastic, that the founding fathers really didn't say what they meant. That's been the case. I mean, and that is the dynamic tension that you have existing in the court today with eight justices, and was so critical for us losing Justice Scalia. And it's also so critical with not only, you know, the ninth pick kind of waiting in the wings, but what are we going to do in the coming years under a new administration? What's going to happen with the sway of the court then?
Yeah, exactly. We have if Hillary Clinton is elected, we're going to be having more justices that believe the Constitution can be rewritten at will. The Constitution, people like you and me, we think of the Constitution as that little thing you can, several pages you can fit in your coat pocket. I've got a pocket Constitution with me right now in my hand. But
yes,
according to these people that you described, and people like Hillary Clinton, the Constitution, you need a library filled with shelves of books to describe the Constitution, because it's any way the Supreme Court decides to interpret it. And there's an entire law library filled from floor to ceiling with books of Supreme Court decisions. And that isn't even the Constitution, because it'll change again tomorrow when the new decision comes down.
Well, they love...
they love regulations, they love paper, and anytime something can be extended and made more complicated, which was the exact heart of the Founding Fathers, they said that all legislation should be easily understood because it's a We the People document. And they've taken it out of that. They've created an elite class that says, lucky for you, you have us brilliant minds to lead you through the troubled waters. Otherwise, you guys would really be a mess. I mean, that's their arrogance, isn't it?
It really is. And you've really hit the nub and the point of the progressive agenda, the progressive mindset. Progressivism started in the late 1890s, beginning of the 1900s, and it was based on this idea that society has gotten so complex with industry and everything else that it's too democracy is outdated. The only way to manage this society now is for a class of elite technocrats who are professional managers, can manage every aspect of our lives. And when I say every aspect of our lives, this was a philosophy that permeated everything. They felt that industry and commerce had become so complex that we needed giant corporations that were going to be managed by elite managerial class. You had the time and efficiency experts that were going to dictate every motion that a worker made in their workday. You had eugenics people who would determine the best people that can reproduce and eliminate the unnecessary elements of the human genome, if you will. And then in government, you were going to have a professional class of bureaucrats and technocrats and managers who would manage government for us. We really didn't need elections anymore. We didn't need Congress to be so involved.
Well, Curtis, I'm glad you went back, to the 1890s, because you're really, it's so true. But at the very core of all this was the religion for the 20th century.
Correct.
That's really what was at the core, was it, hey, we're going to take God out of everything, we're taking over, and we're rewriting the entire cultural laws and the philosophy, and may I say, the religion of America. It was no longer going to be a Christian nation, though we still tried to hold on to that for as long as we could.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And now they're imposing it on a global scale through things like the Trans-Pacific Partnership. We will now have international bureaucrats who are going to manage our economy.
Well, Curtis, I'm sorry, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us. Curtis Ellis, Executive Director of the American Jobs Alliance on Bill Martinez Live.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guided Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-51.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Getting America back on track.
The face of the nation.
You guys crack me up.
Bill Martinez live.
You ready? Ready?
Hey, ready or not, it's Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Father Frank Pavone is with us, National Director of Priests for Life, the largest pro-life ministry in the Catholic Church. Father Pavone is one of the most prominent pro-life leaders in the U.S., originally from New York. He was ordained in 1988 by Cardinal John O'Connor, and since 1993 has served full time in pro-life leadership with his bishop's permission. Father Frank, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill. Good to be with you. Thanks so much.
Hey, great to have you here, and gosh, you know, how do I say thank you for continuing to fight the good fight and being the spear of the in the battle here against those that do not want to respect life. And I find it quite ironic, they don't want to respect life when it's convenient, you know, for them only.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. You know, if I ever thought growing up that I'd be spending my life in ministry saying to people, hey, it's wrong to kill a baby. I mean, I find it hard to believe, but that in fact is what we're doing.
That's kind of amazing, because most people will gravitate and understand, say, you know, if you ask them, you say, well, how have you done with the Ten Commandments? They go, well, you know, I've kept most of them. You know, and then when you really get down to it and you go, well, what about murder? Oh, no, I've never murdered. Well, do you believe in abortion? And then, you know, it gets to be a slippery slide, you know, down the hill there. But it's just, you know, the fact of the matter is our culture has deluded people and gotten to think that God somehow grades on the curve and that he really didn't mean thou shalt not murder.
Well, you know, it's amazing, you know, you look at a historical perspective, and we will often ask ourselves, you know, what would we have done if we were living in the time of slavery? What would we have done if we were living in the midst of the Holocaust? And then we think about all the people who were living in the midst of those terrible evils, and we say, well, what was the matter with them? Weren't they getting up every day and looking at what was happening? And yet there is this ability of the human mind to deceive itself, especially when you're living in a culture where the deception is so widespread, and to just to kind of relax and think, oh, it must not be that bad. I don't see people, you know, yelling and shouting about it. And this is where we are now. I mean, history's going to look back at us and say, you know, over 1 million babies every year were killed, and, you know, what were all those people doing about it? And that's exactly where we have to constantly wake ourselves up.
Well, and then, you know, you talk about slavery. Let's just talk alone, you know. And I hate a hyphenating America because I think it divides us. But, you know, let's face it, black America has become a subgroup here. And this modern-day slavery has turned into genocide. And there's just no other word for it.
It is literally a genocide. You know, Dr. Alveda King is on our team,
exactly.
And I think
yes.
You've had her on, and she'll be with us again today here in our New York office. And we talk about this all the time with her, that, you know, she's out on the road there sounding the alarm that this really is a black genocide. I mean, the statistics say it, the history of Planned Parenthood reveals it, and a lot of good, solid research. I mean, people who might think this is just rhetoric or emotional stuff, you know, just calm down and read the research, and you'll see what we're talking about.
Well, yeah, I mean, and the numbers sometimes can be a bit cold, and I understand that. We've got to be able to convert those numbers into real lives and real people. In the black community alone, the percentage of blacks that have been involved with abortion, and why would we be surprised? As you mentioned, you've got their leader, their founder, a eugenicist, the one and only Margaret Sanger, who has awarded people in high political positions like Nancy Pelosi and even the aspiring candidate for president from the Democratic Party, who says that she honors Margaret Sanger, that she's a life model for her. And you go, really? I mean, she is the one that founded Planned Parenthood, purposely set them in, and you know, her model was to set them in the center of black communities because she wanted to eradicate blacks.
You know, it sounds so unbelievable when we say that, and yet it comes out of her own mouth, you know, to eradicate the Negro population. One of the kindest things sometimes that a family can do for its youngest child is to kill the child. I mean, this woman was really radically at odds with the vast, vast majority of the American people on the most fundamental moral issue of life and death. So, we got to know our history. Otherwise, we're doomed to repeat it, as it's been wisely said.
Well, and also, I think on top of all this, and which trumps it all, and what people need to understand is that God's laws are immutable. They're already set. And he says that he will not be mocked, that you're going to reap exactly what you've sown. 7 out of 10 Americans today say that we're on the wrong track. I believe at the core of that is our moral compass is broken. Now, many may not want to put it in those terms, because if you start talking about morality, you bring God into the picture, and they've worked for over 100 years to get God out of the picture. And I say, how you like that? How do you like that now? You've got God out of the picture. You're living life according to your own eyes. Your families are in chaos. Your government is unwinding right before your eyes. Economic, all the other signs of success and prosperity and peace in your life are going right down the proverbial toilet. But you still want to hold on to your values. It says there's no God, and somehow you still want to justify that.
Well, you know, our founding fathers did not believe that this American experiment in self-governance would even be possible without reliance on God and on his law. Now, that doesn't mean we have a state religion. We don't, and we don't want one. People should be free under the law to embrace whatever faith they want, or even if they want to have no faith. But the point is that God does exist, and he has laws. And our founding fathers acknowledged that, and they said, look, a people can govern themselves only if they have virtue. Otherwise, you're going to destroy yourself. If you can't tell the difference between right and wrong, how do you govern yourself or a nation? And therefore, we go back. You mentioned some of the candidates. You know, if you can't tell the difference between serving the public and killing the public, you shouldn't be a public servant. If you can't respect the life of a baby, how are you going to respect our lives? And so asking of the candidates and the parties their position on basic moral issues like the killing of babies by abortion is an essential question for the voters to ask.
Well, it takes a lot of courage, especially in this day and age, to stand for God and to stand with God, because it's been antithetical for so long. And I find it quite ironic, and I mention this quite often these days, Father Frank, the Gallup poll that was taken here about 8-9 months ago, and basically secular America was saying, hey, where's the church? And I'm going, well, you're asking for the church to speak up now in the public square after many years telling the church that they were irrelevant, and you didn't want them involved. Exactly. Right. So now they're quiet, and you're not getting the direction. But the fact of the matter is the church does, and with all encouragement, it is time for the church to stand up. If there was anything that God ordained to stand against the gates of hell, it is his very church. And I believe that the time is now for the church to stand up against these things.
Well, you know, I'm glad you're saying this, Bill, because, in time for this election year, I had a book published by Thomas Nelson called Abolishing Abortion, and it is precisely this point in great detail. Why is the church quiet, especially when it comes to politics, when it comes to elections? Why is the church quiet? And if people are concerned about that and want to know how we can get back on the right track, abolishingabortion.com is the book's website. But what I point out in there is, we hear so many of these pastors, we're going to lose our tax-exempt status if we speak too much or too loud about elections. Now, I'm not saying the church should go around endorsing candidates. I'm saying the church should apply the Word of God to our election choices and help the people to see clearly what they need to do. That's different from being a political party or a political machine. You speak the Word of God. That's the church's role. And yet, a lot of pastors aren't doing that. A lot of bishops aren't doing that because they have either they have the wrong idea about what the law prohibits and permits, or they're using the tax-exempt status as an excuse for their cowardice. Either way, it still ends up with silence, and the silence means more bloodshed of all these babies by abortion and a lot of other evils that come along with it.
As if the God who created heaven and earth could not afford a tax issue of any nation that he's created.
Right. I mean, it's really silliness. I mean, but the law permits us to do a whole lot more than we think we can do. I mean, I can get up into a pulpit and say to the people, you have to vote pro-life. You have to vote for candidates who are going to defend life. Otherwise, what's the purpose of government? To take life? What's the purpose of it? So you got to be clear. Yeah.
Well, no, you do, and it's there's not a problem here in understanding that God has a standard for his leaders. It's real clear. But if you're not connected with the Word of God, then you don't understand that. And so why shouldn't the church, point out in God's very Word what it says about the type of leaders? Because he says also, which I find quite profound, Father Frank, it says that we will make choices. In essence, this is the interpretation of it. We'll make man-made choices about our leaders, and there will be a time we'll cry out to God and he won't hear us. Because it was our choice. Yeah.
The United States bishops issued a document a while back called Living the Gospel of Life. And we talk about this on our political website, politicalresponsibility.com. And they say, and I quote them directly here, "We get the public officials we deserve. Their virtue or lack thereof is a reflection not only on them, but on us." That's a powerful quote.
Exactly. Without a doubt. Well, Tim Kaine, the vice presidential candidate that Hillary has chosen, believes in abortion.
Sadly for him, he contradicts his Catholic faith and he contradicts the very meaning of public service.
Well, and we know that Nancy Pelosi, same way. I mean, God said, Father Frank, God said either he did or he didn't. And so here's these elected officials that are before the voter politic. And as you said so profoundly, we get the leaders that we deserve.
Amen.
Father Frank Pavone has been our guest. Yes. Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life, the largest pro-life ministry in the Catholic Church. Father Frank, one more time, the website, please. I cut you off. Forgive me.
Yes, politicalresponsibility.com. People will find all they need.
Well, that's great. Father Frank Pavone on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day. 2 minutes before the top of the hour right now, America.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. you'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
As next.